Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for people who love great movie musicals. Because there's a new film that aspires to be one of those great movie musicals, and maybe even makes the cut. Lin-Manuel Miranda is best known for Hamilton, of course, but before that, when he was still a college student, he did the initial writing on a musical called In the Heights, which is great to see on Broadway. I actually saw it on Broadway. Now it is out in a movie version that is attracting a great deal of conversation. There's also a big new movie about the joys of love at an advanced age, starring Anne Margaret and Ellen Burstyn and James Caan and other people, about the sexy going-ons. No, really, that's what the film's about, in a senior home. We will be reviewing Queen Bees. It also stars Jane Curtin, who used to be on Saturday Night Live. We'll be reviewing that as well. And we will be talking a little bit about, well, Citizen Kane, but not Citizen Kane. Citizen Trump is the name of a new book based on a successful documentary film that talks about what President Trump has described as his favorite movie ever, and the way that it may have shaped his life and his decision about whether or not to run for president again in 2024. But first up, taxes. Unavoidable, not always a pleasant subject, but surprisingly pleasant subject, as it turned out, for 25 of the richest people in the United States of America. Grover Norquist knows more about taxes than any other human being around. He is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. And Grover, always a great pleasure speaking with you. What do you make generally about the leak of this very private tax information about Rupert Murdoch and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Mike Bloomberg, and the rest of the super rich in America? Was it a good thing that this information about their taxes got leaked?
It is a bad thing that the law was broken, and that the sense that Americans have that if they tell the government all about their business life and pay their taxes as they're supposed to, that the government will keep that secret, that it's private. It's your life. It's how you lead your life and who you deal with and all that sort of thing, and how much money you owe to somebody or did owe to somebody is not necessarily something that you surrender that privacy in order to pay your taxes. And we've just been told that the government, people in the IRS, we're willing to take that information and hand it to a political left-wing group who will use it for political purposes to argue for higher taxes on everybody else. And we don't know how many people they've turned. There have been estimates that there are thousands of things that were stolen. We do know the administration has expressed no outrage at this. When this happened, something like this happened during the Bush and the Obama years, there was not swift and certain punishment for IRS misbehaving. And when the IRS went after the folks in the Tea Party movement and for 3 years did not allow any more than one Tea Party group to fully incorporate, and that they were told, keep all your paperwork, we need to look at this, they trashed the evidence that would have told you what was happening. And again, no repercussions.
Okay, there are a couple of things about this. You mentioned, and I had not heard this before, but it's stunning, that apparently they have rehired at the IRS previous agents who were in trouble for doing precisely what was done here by releasing confidential information. What's the story with that?
Well, there are two things. Back when the Veterans Affairs hospitals, the VA hospitals, found people guilty of gross negligence and they got fired. People died because of their negligence. And then later, quietly, after the civil service got them fired, the labor union said, you can't fire people without going through our process. And they got people rehired as well. So, one of the reasons that we ought not to have unions at the federal level is that they view it as their job to get people who've broken the law, people who have been so problematic that people died as a result of bad decisions and mistakes and wrong things that were done. And also with the IRS, people who've done very significant problematic things at the IRS, not paying their taxes, for one, have been rehired because the unions said, you know, insisted on it. And this is coming at a time when the Biden administration wants $80 billion of your dollars, $80 billion tax dollars, to hire 87,000 more IRS agents, all of whom have just learned it's okay to steal IRS data and hand it to friends.
Okay, so let me ask you two questions very quickly. I mean, people would generally agree the excuse that President Biden gives for why to hire all those new IRS agents is because there are some people who cheat on their taxes, who pay less than they really owe the government. Is that a legitimate problem we should be concerned with? What should we do other than hiring 87,000 new agents to snoop in Americans' financial affairs?
Well, two things. One, those estimates that they have, they're going to get $800 billion by tightening up the rules on collecting information and having all these guys snooping. They have put those estimates out for 30, 40 years, saying, oh, if we hire 10 more agents, they can raise X amount of money. And then they budgeted with that. Under the Democrats, they said, this can never be used as a budgeting thing with CBO because the numbers are not there. You do not get more money with more IRS agents, at least not significant numbers, and spend the money. And Biden knows that he's telling the press we're going to get $800 billion. It's not actually going to be in the budget.
Okay, so last question. There's a general sense when people hear that some of these very, very rich people are paying at a lower rate than a typical middle-class American. There's a feeling that that's unfair. Are there some adjustments that should be made to our tax system to make sure that super wealthy Americans pay more? I know you don't favor a wealth tax, but what could be done?
Well, for starters, the super rich people pay a lot more in taxes than everybody else. But if you generally people can pay as high as 40% if Biden gets what he wants on money when you earn it the first time. Then capital gains tax is also 40% according to Biden. It's really 23.8 right now. So what you do want is to take the tax on earning money the first time down. I'm not big on taxing people a second time when they've earned the money and they invest it in a house. The Democrats want to go to a position where every year that your house appreciates and is worth more, you need to pay as an income tax, the income on that capital gain that you haven't recognized. That's what they want to do with the higher income people who own Amazon stock and therefore get rich every time Amazon stock goes up. They want to tax it as it goes up.
So basically what you're saying is they want to tax income twice, three times, four times. That is always a problem. To find out some of what this specific problem is, go to michaelmedved.com. We have the latest commentary from Grover Norquist and perspective on this so-called tax scandal. As the Wall Street Journal points out, the real scandal was that this information, which is supposed to be private, was leaked. Grover, have a wonderful weekend, and I hope I will be seeing you at the Faith and Freedom A Road to Majority Conference coming up during the weekend. We will be right back with more on the Michael Medved Show.
Become a Medhead member today. Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, and musings. Find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Jim in Seattle, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
I'm a left winger, I'll admit it. I think that the economy isn't doing very well, like a Argentinian general said many years ago, that the economy is doing fine, it's just that the people aren't. So I believe that not only is the concentration of wealth hurting, but, you know, the thing you have to remember is that prices rise faster than wages. I've even looked into it myself to demonstrate that. And so sooner or later...
Except the numbers don't show that.
Read Counterpunch. They have an article on that about today. They don't
Whatever Counterpunch says in an article, let me tell you this, and this is undeniable, and you can look it up and check it yourself. The typical American, home ownership has not gone down in this country. It has gone up since it hit, had a dip during the Great Recession. But home ownership, almost two-thirds of Americans own their own homes. And the homes, hold on.
Michael.
Yes, it is. You're right. But the home, the reason it's getting, hold on, listen for a moment.
Okay.
The reason it's getting more expensive is because those homes are a full 50% larger than they were 40 years ago.
I have evidence to refute that.
What's the evidence?
I lived in the same house, and it went up from when we bought it, $50,000 in 78, and it sold for $400,000, and it was roughly a middle-class home. And so, you know, it wasn't any bigger. There was a
right. I understand what you're saying, but there is inflation. And when you say, when did you buy it for $50,000?
It wasn't me. It was my folks that bought it.
And when was that?
1978.
Okay,
now it's worth $400,000. So you got to, and the wages don't go up that fast, except for the very wealthy. The money is gushing ever upward, as Gore Vidal would say. Not trickling upward, but gushing ever upward.
Except with what you're talking about American people suffering, do you note there was just a survey, we covered it yesterday, that the average American family now is able to spend about $18,000 a year on non-essential expenses, like spending $100 a month on cable, like spending $200 a month, which is typical for an American family, on restaurant meals. Now, this is very, very different from the way you grew up, Jim, or the way that I grew up. My parents would never eat out in restaurants more than, maybe once a year, twice a year at absolute most. And this notion that Americans have a lower standard of living than we used to have is simply not true. Can you give me one indication of a lower standard of living? How is it that we now have not 5% of people who go to and complete college education, which was true in the 1960s? We have now more than a third of Americans who complete four-year college degrees.
The cost of maintaining that is really soaring. I would like to say another thing. What the great Gore Vidal said was, Larry King had him on in the 25th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and he said, whoever the next president will be, his name will be Herbert Hoover. Larry King responded, he goes, do you think we're headed for another depression? And Gore Vidal said, we're right in the middle of one. In the much-squeezed middle class, it takes husband and wife working full-time to make what the husband earned in 1973. So that's essentially what happened. More people have to work, and you can say it's feminist indolence or whatever, but
no, it's not. It's not
have to work to pay for what we get. I think it would be nice if people could go to restaurants.
All right, but when you say that it would be nice if people could go to restaurants, people do go to restaurants. Look, if you take a look at every measure in terms of healthcare services that we get, and healthcare, by the way, the two areas that have gone up most in terms of inflation have not been housing. What's gone up most in inflation has been the cost of college, because there's more demand for it. And the cost of medical care. And the reason for that is because those are two areas where there is very heavy government funding, and the government has poured more and more and more money into those areas, which allows the price of medical care and the price of college education to go up and up and up. Do you believe that the government should provide free lunches and, I guess, free breakfast to everybody?
Well, I think the money should be there in people's budgets so that they don't have to go without that.
So how would you put the money in people's budgets for people?
Well, you need enough people that believe in ideas of higher wages and lower prices and producing more wealth without destroying the environment.
Who doesn't believe in higher wages and lower prices?
Well, the capitalist class believes in paying people low so that they can, you know, it's called surplus value in Marxian terms. That's how they make profit, by paying less.
I know in Marxian terms that's true, and that's why Marxian economics has worked out so very well in Venezuela and elsewhere. Look,
well,
Jim,
they're 70% capitalist in Venezuela. It's not a pure socialist, and it's always...
Yeah, well, so where has the pure socialism worked out beautifully?
Well, we could cite pure socialism. There are statistics, and Stalin's the huge bogeyman, but their life expectancy doubled under Stalin, whatever his other crimes were.
Wait. How is it possible life expectancy doubled when he murdered 22 million of his own people at a very bare minimum?
Those were dead in the war, Michael. He was fighting Hitler.
No. Those were dead before the war.
Oh,
there were 3.5 million who were killed in the Ukrainian hunger famines. Jim, honestly, you sounds like you read a lot.
I tried to.
Okay, good. What you might want to take a look at is some of the work by a Nobel Prize winner named Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who talks about what Stalin really meant to Russia. And I think it's very telling about where you come from, and I appreciate the call very much. Thank you for calling. It's very telling about where you're coming from that when I ask you where has pure socialism really been tried and it's worked out well, and you give the example of Stalin's Russia. Let me ask you this. Are you still with me, Jim?
Yes.
How would you explain that the Stalinist part of Germany, East Germany, was a basket case with a lower standard of living, a lower life expectancy, worse health care, worse everything than West Germany, which actually did not employ Stalinist economics, it employed free market capitalism? Why did West Germany do so much better than East Germany after the war?
Well, I'll answer that, and I'll say that Gore Vidal once again would say that it's always worse in Russia, we're told during the Cold War. It's always worse in Haiti. What's that got to do with anything? Haiti's capitalist. Cuba's so-called communist, and I'd rather live in Cuba than Haiti.
Okay, I'm asking about two nations that have the same people. And
yeah, well, the Soviets never did reach first world status. There were second world...
Right. They never did reach first world status. You're correct about that. But you don't think that's had something to do with their economic system and their governmental system?
Yes, they were under economic pressure the whole time. That's why the 14 nations sent troops right after Lenin had a revolution, and they fought a war over that.
Uh-huh. So it basically, all the failures of communism are the fault of the United States of America and the West. Jim, continue your education and maybe view things in light of history. Appreciate your call. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Senior Democrat leaders issued a unified statement Thursday denouncing comments made by Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar when she compared U.S. and Israel's war crimes to actions by the Taliban and Hamas. Omar issued a statement Thursday clarifying her comments after she was met with a flood of criticism from members of her own party. On the heels of the release of Anthony Fauci's emails from early on in the pandemic, Senators Marsha Blackburn, Marco Rubio, and Tom Cotton have demanded that Fauci resign or be fired. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas on Fox.
Well, I'm reflecting what I heard from so many people across the state of Arkansas last week. They've lost confidence in Tony Fauci because of his repeated evasions and misdirection and politicized advice.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go to Jeffrey in Tampa, Florida. Jeffrey, you're on the Medved Show.
There's this huge talk about class warfare and trying to side Americans against rich people. It's an argument of definition as to what's rich, what's middle class, yada, yada, yada. My problem, I'm an honorably discharged Marine sergeant. I'm a small business owner. I have a very small construction company. I have a wife. I have a newborn son. And we're getting by okay, but by no means are we rich. The problem I have is that I feel that as a middle class American, we've been abandoned by the Republican Party in the interest of profit.
Tell me where and why.
Well, here's why. I was raised in an era. My grandfather, coal miners, glass workers, steel workers. I was raised to believe you work hard, you stay loyal to your employer, you show up, you give an honest day's work, you'll be paid fairly, you'll be able to take care of your family, you'll have quality health care, and you'll have some sense of retirement if you dedicate your life to this company. We all know those days are gone. The problem is my generation, I'm 43 years old, I'm looking at my life thinking, well, I was raised to believe this. I spent a good portion of my life up into my mid-30s believing that. And then all of a sudden it's gone. The rich have hoarded their profits. They've basically, you know, we've been led to believe in trickle-down economics.
No conservative ever talks about trickle-down economics. I don't believe in trickle-down economics. What you believe in is that people are better able to spend their own money than some government bureaucrat. And that's true for you in the middle class. It's true for people who are struggling to get into the middle class. And it's true for rich people, too.
Well, I believe that rich people have lost focus. It used to be people first, profit second.
When?
I don't know. I mean, I...
All of the greatest business people in America have always put profit first.
I would tend to disagree. Now, I'm not saying that all business people put people before profit. I'm saying a majority of the successful businesses of the time.
Complete nonsense.
First.
And I'll
they
tell you, Jeffrey,
first.
Let me tell you why it's complete nonsense. If you put, quote, people before profit, you're going to go out of business, and that will hurt the people who work for you more than anything else. The worst thing a boss can do for his employees is to run the company into the ground, is to start losing money. Because that's when you close the plant,
or sell the company and it moves overseas. Like profit is essential.
I agree. I mean, that's the whole point of business is profit. I understand that. What I'm saying is there's a fine line between putting gross profit over taking good care of your quality workers. Here's an example.
But just see, when you say what do you mean by taking good care of?
Here's what I mean. A company that I am very familiar with, have many friends that work for the company, some at low level, some at mid level, nobody at high level. Transitions is headquartered here in Tampa. 2 years ago, the CEO took it upon himself to increase his $8 million a year salary by 52% to upwards of $16, $17 million. The same year, they laid off 400 workers, cut all executive bonuses and privileges, and reduced their health care coverage. That's what I mean by putting profit before people.
A business that did something like that, if it did it in the way that you're talking about, would be stupidly run. And I think it's fine for there is a big movement among stockholders and among lots of people to try to get some of the CEO salaries under control. But the reason the CEO salaries are out of control is basically because it's so competitive right now. And why is it so competitive right now? Because businesses are not just competing with businesses here in the United States. We now have an international economy. The era that you were talking about, the era of the 1950s, you know what was different then? The America had no competition. The whole world had been destroyed, basically, in World War II. We weren't. We didn't have, our country wasn't bombed other than Pearl Harbor at the very beginning of the war. Germany, Britain, France, Russia, China, in total ruins. Japan, I mean, they had a nuclear bomb dropped on them. So you had a period of time where the United States totally dominated the world economy. I said totally dominated it. And that was a great period of time for American workers, of course, because they shared in the prosperity. Right now, we have lots of competition. We have competition from Brazil and from Russia and from India and from China and from Japan, of course, and Germany and the European Union. And it's a situation where the United States can certainly succeed, but I don't think the indication is that you succeed by putting on more taxes and more regulation and by making war against the rich. And this is the final thing I want to say to you, Jeffrey, is you used a term that I never use, which is class warfare. I think it's stupid to talk about class warfare. Why? Because we don't have classes in America. You right now might see yourself as middle class. God willing, your business goes well, and someday people might look at you and think you are rich. Or you could go in the other direction. Things remain fluid and very different even within families in the United States of America. Richard in Philadelphia, you're on the MedVed Show.
I can't believe you would begrudge somebody a meal. How much money do you need? How much money do you need to spend to make you happy?
I wouldn't begrudge somebody a meal. I don't begrudge anybody a meal. I begrudge somebody a meal paid for by taxpayer money and federal taxpayer money.
Everybody is supposed to help somebody at some time in their life. When are you going to reach out and help somebody?
Richard, I don't need that from you. I actually spend a lot of my life and income helping somebody, helping a lot of somebodies.
And all you do is beat up on the poor and the people that don't have no food, kids going to school, can't get a meal. You don't want to let a poor kid have a glass of milk and a sandwich in the morning. Now, I mean, come on, man. I mean, can't you see where you're coming from? Don't look in the mirror, bud.
I look in the mirror a lot, and I feel just fine about, except for the fact that it's getting gray, but I feel fine about most other things. I do.
Let me tell you,
Richard, why I do. I do give a great deal of my income to charitable endeavors, and I'm proud of it. And I believe in doing that. I also am involved helping people on a very personal basis, people that I know, and I'm very proud of that. But I do not believe it is the responsibility of a big government in Washington, D.C., far, far away from where I happen to live in Seattle. I don't think it's their job to feed people. It's their job to keep the highways operating, the interstate highways. It's their job to keep us safe and to defend us. It's their job to run necessary government programs. Literally, we never had until a few decades ago this idea that it was a government responsibility to feed the citizens. It's a local responsibility, and it's a personal responsibility, and a private responsibility.
If you got to rely on your neighbor to help you put a meal on your table, you're going to go hungry because not everybody has a heart, okay? how much money do you want to spend on the wars and on the military and all that? I mean, you guys are fine spending money on military, but you don't want to help the average Joe.
No, I do want to help the average Joe. I think it doesn't help the average Joe to feed his kids. You know why? Because it makes the average Joe redundant. What's the point of parents? Seriously, if kids are going to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner at school, why not sleep there too?
Well, then let me ask you a question. If you're so hot for the parents to take care of the kids, why are you guys so hot against getting rid of Planned Parenthood? Okay, wouldn't you rather plan to be a parent?
I don't want to get rid of Planned Parenthood. I want to stop federal funding. See, Richard, here's the difference between you and me. There are a lot of things that you want to do. You should be free to do them. You want to support Planned Parenthood? You go ahead. I don't want to support Planned Parenthood. And I resent the fact that the government takes money out of my pocket and sends it to an organization that I disagree with. I don't support abortion. And Planned Parenthood does. I don't think they should get government money.
It's the option. They give you free choice. You have free choice, man. You know, when you die...
You do have free choice. You have free choice to support Planned Parenthood. Why is that not good enough? Why do you need to force me to support something I don't believe in?
Michael, when I die, do I answer to you for my sins or do I answer to God?
You answer to God.
Okay, that's right. So why should I have to do what you tell me to do?
You shouldn't. Why should I have to do what you tell me to do? I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm trying to tell you to leave me alone, please. Don't try to force me to feed other people through the federal government. I'll do it through my synagogue. I'll do it through various means in the community. I don't want to do it through the federal government. You're trying to force me to do stuff. I'm not trying to force you to do anything. I just want you to leave me alone, please. And really to shrink the size of government. Government is a huge burden right now on the creativity, on the recovery, on the energy, on the decency of America. It's damaging the character of our people and damaging the quality of life.
Mike, I don't even know where to start to disagree with you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, context is everything. When you are trying to look at the world and you are focused on one thing only and it's right in front of you, and you don't look around the globe and what is happening elsewhere other than in your own community or even your own country, then you have no ability to really understand what's going on. I mentioned before the attack in Burkina Faso, and I know nobody's even heard of Burkina Faso, but just to give you a little bit of background on this, this is from Reuters. The death toll from the worst militant attack in Burkina Faso in recent years has risen to 132 after armed assailants laid siege overnight to a village in the jihadist-plagued northeast. The attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yaga province bordering Niger. They also burned homes and the market, the government said in a statement. It declared a 72-hour period of national mourning, describing the attackers as terrorists. Well, I think so. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State in Western Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. The violence in Burkina Faso has displaced more than... Okay, are you ready? 1.14 million people in just over 2 years, while the poor, arid country is hosting some 20,000 refugees from neighboring Mali. The UN says the number of refugees have doubled in the last decade. Okay, this is worth noting, because I think generally today when you try to talk about terrorism, well, you hear from Ilhan Omar. She tweets out that the U.S. has committed unspeakable atrocities. All this is going on right now. These are Islamists. These are Islamic extremists. They're jihadists. There's also been something of a showdown among Islamic groups. This is from Daily Beast. After speculation about the reported death of the notorious Boko Haram leader, Abu Bakr, Shekau, the Islamic State West African Province militant group confirmed and took responsibility for killing him. This is the 10th report of his death, and they may have gotten him this time. Shekau who was at the helm of Boko Haram when 300 girls were kidnapped from the Chibok school in 2014. Remember that? And Michelle Obama actually tried to mobilize international concern to get the girls back. They were made into sex slaves, most of them, after they were kidnapped. The Boko Haram leader, Abu Bakr Shekau, was fond of using women and girls as suicide bombers. On May 18th, he blew himself up as ISWAP fighters. Those are the ones affiliated with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, approached, according to a taped announcement by the group. Abu Bakr Shekau, God has judged him by sending him to heaven, an ISWAP leader said on the tape. Islamic State militants are working to consolidate power in the region under Boko Haram's control, and they saw Shekau as a problem, according to the ISWAP leadership. Now, if anyone can follow sort of the political complications between ISWAP and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram, Boko Haram apparently means a ban on Western learning, which, of course, what they believe in. And speaking of unlikely battles, there is all sorts of news about the battle between Burger King, which declared war on Chick-fil-A. Over what issue? LGBTQ plus rights. Now, how does this involve chicken sandwiches? The Hill, which generally deals with legislation and that new infrastructure bill where they're still negotiating, and Shelley Moore Capito, the other senator from West Virginia, the one not known as Manchin, and the one who represents the Republicans who dominate West Virginia politics. In any event, she says they're negotiating, they're going to get something negotiated, great. Maybe a negotiated settlement between Chick-fil-A and Burger King. It's summertime and there is a new chicken sandwich war, reports The Hill, between Burger King and Chick-fil-A. However, unlike previous capitalistic fanfare wars, this war is not just a measurement on which establishment has the better sandwich. This is for LGBTQ plus pride. On June 3rd, Burger King tweeted that it would donate up to $250,000 of the proceeds from its new premium chicken sandwich, the Chick King. Get it? Burger King. The Chick King, to the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, for every hand-breaded chicken sold, 40 cents will go to the cause. So you can feel like, oh, I'm getting this chicken sandwich, and that means I'm also helping the LGBTQ community by eating a chicken sandwich. Great. The tweet came out and said, from Burger King, the Chick King says LGBTQ plus rights, exclamation point. During hashtag Pride Month, even on Sundays, your chicken sandwich craving can do good. We are making a donation to Human Rights Campaign for every Chick King sold. The company emphasized that Chick King is available on Sunday, taking a jab at Chick-fil-A, which observes the Sabbath on Sunday. They don't serve. Chick-fil-A is a fast food eatery known for its chicken-based meals. Before 2012, the restaurant regularly donated to anti-LGBTQ plus groups, and its CEO Dan Cathy said supporting same-sex marriage would invite God's judgment on the country. Okay, that battle, even involving Chick-fil-A, is kind of history. They have not continued to involve themselves, Chick-fil-A, in this particular issue. And now you talk about basically kicking a dead horse or a dead chicken. That's what Burger King seems to be doing. With its Chick King receiving positive feedback Burger King is confident it could send a message that love is love. This is a community we love dearly and have proudly supported over the years, so we couldn't miss an opportunity to take action and help shine a light on the important conversation happening. Why is this an important conversation? What has, by the way, there's never been, ever, one complaint about people at Chick-fil-A where they apparently treat their workers very, very well, not serving gay people or not hiring gay people or any of that. So all of this is just symbolism, and it brings up the entire idea of Pride Month. How did we get, I understand we had gay pride parades. That was something we've had for a decade, maybe. But how did we get to Pride Month? Does anybody understand that? This is a full month where there are certain sexual practices, not all, that you're supposed to absolutely honor and feel proud of. Has this improved things in America in any way? There is a column about how Joe Manchin has improved things in the country. There's also an attempt to improve things in Oregon, where they could certainly use some improvement, by legalizing prostitution, sex work, as they put it. And there's actually also a some advice from a very liberal commentator on how the Democrats are going wrong. That and much more coming up as we come to terms with all of the latest in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Become a MedHead member today. Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, and musings. Find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.